Lekuta Sichas Chelik Yitzayin, Parsha Achrei, Sicha 1. This is also a Siyam of Masechta Yuma. In the Haitike Parsha, by the Aveda from Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim, in this week's Parsha, in discussing the Aveda, the service of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, state, it says in the Pasuk, V'chiper ba'ado yabad beisa, he shall bring atonement for himself and for his home. Darshan Chazal. So our sages say that what does mean his home? Beisa zu ishtei. His home means his wife. Umalern the fun abdim din. And from here we learn the halacha. As the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur muzayin anosui, that a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to be married. The Kohen Gadol that's going to do the service has to have a wife. Und der Chiyuv, as the Kohen Gadol zal zayin anosui, is a din miyuchad was is gezog yivar nor benigei Yom Kippurim. And this idea that a Kohen Gadol has to be married is something that pertains only to Yom Kippur. That's when he has to be married. Unish benigei agans yor, but it doesn't apply to the rest of the year. If the rest of the year he's not married, he could still do the aveda, the service of a Kohen Gadol. In alle andere tag, can a Kohen Gadol zich mishtata zayin in the aveda any other day besides Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol can participate in the Aveda, v'adarabe. In fact, in velechem mishmer ezol nizayin is er makrev chelik b'roish. Whatever rotation happens to be on duty that week, the Aveda, the service of the Beis HaMikdash amongst the Kohenim, was divided into 24 different rotations, and they came 1 week at a time, twice a year, that group of Kohenim came to do the service. So it was their right to do the service. But the Kohen Gadol, he can do service during any rotation. Whatever Mishmer happens to be on duty, he can do the service on that day as well. In fact, he takes the lead role. He can take the first job, whatever he wants. So even if he's not married, Abba Dabai is Nishtok Entnai, as a Dav Zayin Nosui, without any condition that he has to be married, Viba Yom Kippurim, as he does have to be on Yom Kippur. So this needs explanation. The Aveda of Yom Kippurim is the B'tachel Se'ilui. The Aveda of Yom Kippur is, of course, on the highest level of any other day. The very highest levels of Kedusha all merge. They all come together on that day. The highest level in Mokim, in space, meaning to say in the Kodesh, as I'll explain, Hein in Zman, as well as the highest level of the holiness of the time, when Hein in Dagos and Shamas Yisrael, as well as the holiest of the Jewish souls, the Signa Nayidua, or as these things are known, Olam Shana Nefesh. Olam means space, Shana means time, Nefesh means soul, people. The Aveda, why is that? What do we mean when all the highest levels come together on this day? The Aveda v'edgeton in Kodesh HaKadoshim, the service of Yom Kippur gets done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the holiest of holy, Makom Achim Muktush Ba'olam, the holiest place in the entire world. In Yom HaKadosh, it gets done on the holiest day, as everybody refers to Yom Kippur, the holy day, Yom HaKadosh. The Helix is Man Funyor, which is the holiest time of the year. And it all gets done by the Kohen Gadol, the Gadol Fun Kol HaKohenim, the greatest, the holiest of all the Kohenim, Ayvem in the state, in regards to whom it says in the Pasuk, Vayavdel Lagdisha Kodesh Kadoshim Hashem, separated him from all the other Kohenim to sanctify him as holy of holies. Gadol Mehem Oich Bekdusha, in other words, that the Kohen Gadol is greater also in the sense that he is considered to be the holiest, as the Pasuk said, Lagdisha Kodesh Kadoshim, to sanctify him as the holiest of the holy. Kohen Gadol Mehem, and as the Pasuk says, the Kohen who is greater than all of his other Kohenim, his brothers, Ki Ani Hashem Mekatshoi, he is holier because I, Hashem, give him that holiness, grant him that holiness. So in other words, there is a coming together of the holiest time in the holiest space in the Kodesh HaKadoshim by the Aveda done by the holiest Jew. Ein wie kommt es als Dafke bei der Avoide bei Yom Kippurim? So how is it that Dafke by the Avoide that takes place on Yom Kippur? Monzich has a Kohen Gadol Muzayin Nosei. Why is it that he has to be married in order to be able to do that very holiest of holiest work? Why does Dafke that need to be done as he's married? The Tmiyah Vet Nochgereser. The question becomes even greater. Einu from the Achonis to the Avoide from Yom Kippurim. One of the preparations that the Kohen Gadol did in order to prepare for the Avodah of Yom Kippur, the gezokt in the Zohar Mishnah, has outlined in the very same Mishnah that says that he has to be married. In that same Mishnah it says, Zayin Yomim, that for 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishim Kohen Gadol Mibesa, the Kohen Gadol was separated from his home, meaning from his wife. Und zusammen mit is based as the beim Kohen Gadol at nightly kubet dafke Yom Kippurim. On the other hand, his wife has to be married, and that's a condition in him being able to do the avodah of Yom Kippur. So at the same time, he was separated for 7 days before Yom Kippur, and yet he has to be married dafke on Yom Kippur. So these seem to be contradictory. The fun gufa is aichacha. So from this. It becomes clear as does Kohen Gadol be muzayin anosoi that a Kohen Gadol has to be married in order to do his avodah on Yom Kippur. Likterin an inyan miyuchad, there is something very unique about this. Vos gitzu in the shleimus from Kohen Gadol that somehow enhances the and perfects the status of the Kohen Gadol. On the far fodot ziches from Kohen Gadol be Yom Kippurim, which is why it has to be dafka on Yom Kippur, because on Yom Kippur, that's when the Kohen Gadol has to be at his most perfect. To be at his most perfect, he has to be married. So that needs to be understood. Base. Das Wort von dem Eben gesagten Din, to explain this halacha, as the Kohen Gadol be Yom Kippur, and dasein anosui, the one that the Kohen Gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur, kemen lernen, if tzvei afanim, this can be seen, it can be understood in two different ways. Number one, das ist adin in der Avoida von Yom Kippur, that this is something that pertains to the service, the Avoida that has to be done on Yom Kippur, meaning to say, mitzadach shivas and ilu for their Avoida, because of the great importance of the Avoida that is getting done on that day, dafen ze getom veren nish duch ha-kayin stam, nor a duch ha-kayin gadol, therefore that Avoida has to be done not by any ordinary kayin, but it has to be all done only through the kayin gadol. And even when it comes to a Kohen Gadol, it can't be done by just any ordinary Kohen Gadol, so to speak. Only a Kohen Gadol that also has this perfection of being married, as the Pasuk says, that Beisai, he has a home, meaning a wife, for whom to atone. That's one way of looking at it, that it's about the holy service of the day. Number two, another way. Das ist adin in dem Kohen Gadol, that this is something that is important, defines the Kohen Gadol. In dem Tag von Yom Kippur, that on this day of Yom Kippur, muss der Kohen Gadol sein an a hecher amailo and shleimus, that what's expected, what is needed for the avoda of Yom Kippur is that the Kohen Gadol needs to be on a higher level on that day. As we find that there are even levels in the status of a Kohen Gadol himself, also the rest of the year. There could be Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, there's a Kohen Gadol that was anointed with the holy oil. Merubah B'Gadim, there's a Kohen Gadol that wasn't anointed, but he has the status of a Kohen Gadol. He wears the 8 garments more than the 4 garments that a regular Kohen wears, which is a different level of status for the Kohen, within the status of a Kohen Gadol. Azoyin Yom Kippurim, so is in Yom Kippur, Dav Ba'em Tzukum and Oicha Di Mailo and Shlemus Nesefes from Beis Ishtei. In order to be able to do the Avodah of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to be on a level in which he has a wife. In other words, do we say that what's important is that the Avodah has to be done by someone that has a wife? Or do we say that the Kohen Gadol needs this quality of having a wife? What is the difference? The nafka minut zwischen de zwei svaros la'alocha. What would be the difference practically speaking? What difference in halacha would it make if we look at it this way or that way? In Yom Kippur, zayin doch farane euch di avodas was metut ze jeden tog. On Yom Kippur, we know there are certain avodas which are done every day. These are standard avodas which are done daily in the Beis Hamikdash. For instance, the Korban Tamid, the morning and the afternoon korbanos that are brought, the lighting of the menorah, lighting of ketores, these are things that are done daily. They have nothing to do specifically with Yom Kippur. The akrovas atmidim, akteiros, hatavas aneiros, the cleaning of the lamps and the lighting of the lamps. Vas oich zeh veremiyam kippurim don giton durchen kayin gadol. That on Yom Kippur, even though these are daily avodas, on the day of Yom Kippur, only the Kohen Gadol can do these avodas. He has to do all of them. Is hagam as the kedusha of Yom Kippur is poel oich of the avodas of Zayin Nishu Yom Kippur digeb b'miyuchad. So even though it's true that the holiness of Yom Kippur is attached to these standard avodas as well, in other words, when they're done on Yom Kippur, it has a certain aura of Yom Kippur with it, even though it's done every day. Okaloshna Gemara, and as the Gemara in fact says, Ahanya, that the day of Yom Kippur, the Gemara talks about this very question, whether the holiness of the day, not just Yom Kippur, any Yom Tov and Shabbos, is connected to the standard avodas which are done on a regular basis. And the Gemara insists that yes, that the day, the holiness of the day, elevates the avodah which is done every day, and now it's seen differently as well. So therefore, the avodah that is done in Yom Kippur, that would have been done every day anyway, is certainly done, and it has a certain elevated status because it is on Yom Kippur. Von deswegen still, seien sie nicht bedeutet zu der avodah welche seien nur bei Yom Kippur. There's no comparison between an avodah which is done every day and the ones that are specific to Yom Kippur. Und der Rebbe kann sagen, and therefore, one could say as follows: Oy mizol onemen, as does with the Kohen Gadol dav zayin anosli is a chiv in the avodah for Yom Kippur. If you'll say that the fact that the Kohen Gadol has to be married has something to do with the avodah on Yom Kippur, has to be done by someone who is married. Is da an ortsu zogen? Then one could say, perhaps, as legabe di avodas v'zayin anish gebunim mit Yom Kippur, that in regards to those types of avodah which are not specific to Yom Kippur, as we said, they're the standard all year. Is beim Kohen Gadol nishdo de chiv to zayin anosli. The obligation for the Kohen Gadol to be married would not pertain to those specific avodas, because those are not specific to Yom Kippur. And if the avodah of Yom Kippur is what needs the person doing it to be married, then these are not avodas which are specific to Yom Kippur, and therefore, possibly, it could be done by the Kohen Gadol even if he wasn't married. But according to the second way of looking at it, as thus is mitzad shleimus from Kohen Gadol, that the reason he has to be married is because the Kohen Gadol has to be a Kohen Gadol which is married. On Yom Kippur, he has to be a Kohen Gadol that's married. And then it would come out as the chiyuv from Nosui, that this need that he should be married is chal oich legabe ander avodas, would apply also to the other avodas of the day, which are not necessarily specifically for Yom Kippur, they're standard, as we said. So since that day, the Kohen Gadol has to do those avodas as well. So therefore, Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur must be married. Therefore, even when he's doing the avodah which is standard for every day, he still has to be married for those avodas, because it's about the Kohen Gadol. And since he has to do it on that day, so then he has to be married. Since the need to be married has nothing to do with the avodah, in which case you would be able to say that it's only for those Yom Kippur avodas. But since it has to do with the Kohen Gadol, so therefore, he's by Kohen Gadol. And that is Dervastut Allah Avedas Yom Kippurim. And since he's the one that has to do all those Avedas, as I said, therefore he would have to be married for all the Avedas of that day. Al Pizeh, so that would be a difference in Allah. Al Pizeh Kumto, he says, the Rambam Nemta on the Tzveita Svara. Based on this way, understanding the difference, it would come out that the Rambam goes with the second opinion, Biazok, because he says, the Chain Shara Avedas Shol Yom Zeh. And the same applies to all the other avodas of that day, kigan aktaras aktaras, like the bringing of the kodesh shel kol yom, which is done every day, v'atovas haneiros, and the cleaning of the menorah. Hakol also b'kohen gadol nasoi, all of it has to be done by a kohen gadol that's married. So we see that the Rambam holds that even those standard avodas, daily avodas, have to be done dafke with a kohen gadol, by a kohen gadol that is married. So we see that he holds that it has to do with the Kohen Gadol has to be married, not that the Avodas need someone that is married. So we still need the answer of why is it so important that the Kohen Gadol needs to be married on Yom Kippur. That means that as I move in Bahagdim Abir in the Mishnah, this will be understood by explaining something in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, V'chipa ba'adai ba'ad beisai, the Pasuk, quoting the Pasuk, he shall atone for himself and for his home. So the Mishnah says, "Beisa izu ishtei." The home is the wife. Ulechayre, it would seem that you could ask the following question: "Bibal de taich from beisa da is ishtei." Since the meaning of the word "beisa" is home, in this case means his wife. Favozog de teira nish befeiros v'chipe ba'adoy ba'ad ishtei. Why doesn't the teira call a spade a spade? Say, he shall atone for himself and for his wife. Why call her his home? Beruva de Ruba in Teresh Shabbal Peh, in most cases, in the Teresh Shabbal Peh, oral Teresh, in other words, Mishnah, Gemara, and so on, Mefarish Barich Zaninya Vashteta in Teresh Viksab Bekitzer. The Mishnah elaborates and explains certain things which in the Pasuk are very cryptic, and they're written very cryptically. And since we know that everything in the Torah, everything has to be originally recorded in the Torah, sometimes only as an allusion, one letter teaches a whole mountain of halachas. So it's the function of Torah Shabbat Peh to explain what is written cryptically in the Torah Shavikzav. But in our case, Bashteit Euch der Oistheit von Teresh Valpe in Ein Wort Ishtoi. When the Teresh Valpe explains the word Beisai, it uses the exact same amount of letters, words, as the word Beisai. It says Beisai in the Teresh, so Teresh Valpe explains Ishtoi, his wife. So is anstatt the word Beisai hat doch der Teresh gekennstellen Ishtoi. So the Teresh didn't gain anything, wasn't able to write anything in shorter terms by writing Beisai. He could have just as easily written Ishtai, and therefore there would be nothing to interpret. When the Torah writes something in a very short sentence or word, and it takes the Torah Shabbat Peh many words in order to explain what it means, so then it's understood the Torah writes briefly, Torah Shabbat Peh explains it and elaborates. But over here, the cryptic word in the Torah, Beisai, is no shorter than the explanation, which is Ishtai. So why not just write Ishtai? Musman zogen. So therefore we have to say, as mitten word Beisai, is the Torah eisen zu zogen an inyan in Ishtai. That the reason that the Torah calls it Beisai rather than Ishtai is teaching us something, for some reason it's telling us something about Ishtai, that it's called Beisai. Was ist angedeiht mit dem Wort Beisai? Das heißt, als Teure sagt da nicht, nur dem Etzem din, als der Kohen Gadol darf sein an Nosoi. In other words, the Teure is not only sharing with us that it insists that the Kohen Gadol should be married, nor sagt euch, als das ist mit Zadam, was damals dafke, hat der Beisai, and explains the reason why he has to be married. Because when he's married, then he has Beisai. Then he has a home. The Ma'ivam Yechadus von Ishtoi Vizi is Beisai. In other words, pointing out, the Torah is pointing out that why is it so essential for him to have a wife? because the wife is the home, is Beisod. That's the reason that that he has to have a wife on that day. It's about Beisod. Tzvashtenu demaila from Beisod Ishtoi. So now to understand what is it about his wife that is called Beisod, which makes it so important, and that's what the Torah is trying to point out. We first have to explain what is found in Masechet Shabbos. There it says, Omar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Miyomai loy karisi liishti ishti. Never did I ever call my wife my wife. Ula shayri shayri. I never called my ox my ox. Not that he compares the two. Ela liishti beisi. I always refer to my wife as my home. Ula shayri sadai. I always refer to my ox as my field. Well, Pirush Rashi. Rashi explains, ishti beisi. What does he mean, my wife is my home? Because the wife is the mainstay of the home. Lulashoyri sadai. Why did he call his ox his field? Shehu ikeshul sada, because the ox is the mainstay of the field. Tachsiv Rav Tfuah is b'keir shoyri, as the pasuk says, Rav Tfuah, there is great power, great product from the power of the ox. In other words, the ox is what makes the success of the field. In plural, Gishver Tzvashtein, so we have to understand this. This seems difficult. The Maimon from Rabbi Yossi, Kumbes Sugisham, in Ein Hemshech, Bemele, in Ein Teicha Meshutav, mit noch Maimon from Rabbi Yossi. This phrase of Rabbi Yossi is written within the context of a whole bunch of phrases that Rabbi Yossi said. In other words, that this shares a certain common denominator with all those other expressions of Rabbi Yossi. And what does he talk over here? What is he saying there in all of those, in that list of phrases? Vegnan hagas tayvus un zehirus v'idurim. He talks about all kinds of different ways in which he was super careful, extremely mahadar in certain things. In Vos Pashtei Demaila Vehidu Fanodem and Hogat, so Anruf Ala Ishti Beisi. So the question is, why is it considered to be such a big, important thing, such a Hidur, that he refers to his wife as Beisi, or to his ox as my field? The beer in them, so to explain that. In Odder and Hogat for Rabbi Yossi Drikzechois, Zain Derech and Avoider. This, when is, by saying this, it expresses a certain approach that Rabbi Yossi had to his Avodas Hashem. Be'er zed deganse bria. It expresses how he looks at everything in creation. Nish nor zeter, as yesh v'alabayis l'birazu, not only did he recognize and see that the Eivishter is the one that runs the world. Nish nor zeter, as kol masha barakosh baruch ha'baylam ele baray l'chvaydei. Even a further step. Not only does he see that everything that Hashem created, he created only for his own honor. No, in other words, that he should be served with that. Nor in yeder inyan hotegezen, nor der ike betachlus defun. Not only did he see that when he looks at a table, he sees that the table too is meant to serve Hashem. He saw more than that. He only saw in a table its function in the service of Hashem. That's the only thing that he recognized in the table. When he looked at a gashmi, it's the good thing, he didn't see something which has a way in which it could serve Hashem. When he looked at something gashmi, he only saw what its function is in serving Hashem. And it went so far as bam onrufen de zach hat es gemust rufen wie de zach is bei lam mai. When he referred to things in that he saw, that he talked about, he referred to them as he saw them in his worldview. So if he only sees what its function is rather than what it is, so then he called it by its function, by what is its purpose, what is its way of serving Hashem. Therefore, he could never refer to his wife as a wife. Why? For him, erzet nish ishti, because he didn't see his wife as a woman with certain attractions and so on. He didn't see that. nor erzed basi. The only thing he saw about his wife was that she is the foundation of his home.
Since
the whole idea of marriage is the point, in his view, was that it is there in order to prepare so that a person can establish a home, a family.
Thus, the si is the key for mitzvah piriviribia, to fulfill the mitzvah of having a family.
Oivstel nabais b'Yisrael, to establish a home amongst the Jewish people.
Vaskumt aviatetzof in the nesuyim, which is what the result of marriage is supposed to be.
Hatadaribir ishtig is nor als basi. Therefore, he didn't look at his wife as a wife. He looked at his wife as the establishment of his home. That's what gave the possibility for him to have a family and a Jewish home. So therefore, he referred to her by the ultimate purpose of her ultimate purpose in his world, which was the mainstay of his home.
Al derech v'migifinin dem hezbeh from the Rishonim.
This could be similar to what we find an explanation from the early writings in the Rishonim.
If the shailah havasmat nishmesakin given kein brocha if kedushin.
They ask the question, why is there no bracha that a husband makes when he gets married, when he's going to marry his wife? That's a mitzvah. Why didn't they establish a bracha for that? It should be who sanctified us with his mitzvahs and commanded us to marry a wife. Why is there no such bracha?
V'imat nesakin given of under mitzvahs, as they did for many, so many and most all other mitzvahs.
And the answer that they give is val kedushim nesuim zayin nora agdama v'achonot tzeikah v'tachlis dos kum shpeta durchen kiyum for mitzvahs piriviriviyah. They say that since the marriage part of it, the marrying part of it, is only the preparation which allows for the next step, for the true meaning of the marriage, which is to have a family, the mitzvah of having children. So therefore, that's the main mitzvah, and the marriage is only sort of a preparation for that mitzvah of having a family. So in a similar way, Rabbi Yossi saw his wife as the conduit, the vehicle through which he can fulfill the mitzvah of having a family. And in this way, Rabbi Yossi was different than his other colleagues, the other Tanoim and so on of his time.
By andere Tanoim is given Zeiten Yomei Vaskarisha Liishti Ishti.
By other Tanoim, there were times in which they referred to their wife as their wife. They saw her as an independent person, a woman who was their wife, and they didn't just see her as the way in which they could have a family. They saw the value of their wife as a wife.
On unfarden tachos von beisi,
even without the getting to the ultimate purpose, which is establishing a home, even before they had a family, they could see their wife in her own, for her own value, which is also an important thing, and it has its place in Torah as well.
As we find the din in the Torah,
when there's a war and the soldiers are lined up, the Kayim would announce that if somebody that just got married this year, he's within the first year of his marriage, he should go back home. He shouldn't go to war. He should go back home.
That kenazayim v'simiches ishtoi dem eshten yar gleich von den nesuyim on.
And what's the reason that he should go back home? Because he should bring delight to his wife. That's what his job is. The first year is to bring happiness to his wife. And this was in the first year of marriage, before there could be any children. So therefore, he was already there to bring happiness to his wife, not as the mother of his children, but simply as his wife.
Al derech ze der tzivui beragolim.
So also there's a mitzvah during the Yomim Tovim, the three Yomim Tovim. The
simach hasishtei, it says that he should bring joy to his wife.
Bizas does b'fray demam for givisa andere chiyuvim. That this also frees, in certain circumstances, it frees the husband from other obligations, because now his job is to be with his wife.
Ish v'isha, also, ish v'isha zochu shechina b'neihem. that it says that if a man, a husband and a wife, if they merit, the Shechina is amongst, is with them. And we know that in the Torah, the family life is something which is essential and has its own value in Torah. And it's not just your wife is the way in which you can have children. There is, as he just said, three ways in which we see that a husband should be seeing his wife as an entity unto herself, which deserves his attention. So it's not just that she is the mother of his children. And that's what the other Tannaim, that's how they looked at their wives. But Rabbi Yossi, he could only see everything in his world was, what is its ultimate purpose in the service of Hashem? And therefore, when he looked at his wife, he saw the mother of his children. That's what he saw, Beisa. He saw the home. Rabbi Yossi Yaber had got another aseid of Nderech. Rabbi Yossi had a different approach to this. The ganze metzias von seine chayin nesuyim, the whole point of his married life is given nor bechteitz mekayim zayin the tzibah from pru urvu was only for the purpose of having children. Eisfirin the kavana from l'toyu baral l'sheves yitzara, to fulfill what the pasuk says that Hashem did not create the world for that it should go on without people, but in order to bring population to the world and so on. Hatter in dem inyan ishtoi shemel chatchile gizem nor de shpete de keike betachlis dem inyan from Beisi. So therefore, his wife to him, right at the beginning, at the first time that they got right after the marriage, what did he see? He saw this was going to be the mother of his children, the establishment of his home, and that's how he saw it. Other than the other Tannaim, which had the more inclusive approach to their wife, which was that she has her own value. The Torah insists that a husband should bring joy to his wife, not just as the mother of his children, but just as his wife. Talking about Rabbi Yossi, Dugma L'davar, something that can be analogous to this, is Maimer Azal, what our sages tell us, Ezeo Chocham Arayis Anoylet. Who is a wise man? The one who sees what will be born, meaning what the future is. The Pirush HaPashut in them is, what is the simple meaning of this? As the Chacham versteht und weiß in jeden Inyan was es wird neulad werden davon. A Chacham, somebody who is wise, is able to see what this situation is going to bring about. What's going to come from this situation? He doesn't only see what's happening now. He sees the results, what this going to lead to. But the diuk in them is, but to look a little closer at this phrase is, Eshtetnish Yedeyas Anelah, that doesn't say that he knows what's going to come from it, or the Maven, or he understands what's going to come forward from it. Nor Rayas Anelah, it says he sees what's going to come from it. In other words, it's a Sachmer V'yediyun Avona. He understands it much more than simply knowing or understanding what's going to come forward from it. The Chacham zet der kumdike neulet. He sees what's going to come from this. Punkt wie alle sehen die Sachen, was es einen schönen Dabe peilt. Just like ordinary people see what is there in front of their eyes. They see what the present has. A Chacham sees in the same way that we see, ordinary people see what is happening now. They see what is going to happen in the future. Es ist doch eine Däume Schmierlerie. And we know that there's no comparison between hearing or understanding something than to seeing it. Hagama Schmier is an amitis betachlis, even though that hearing about something is also has a certain truth to it. It's very true and correct. One is in Azat Teigevas Peult, I've mentioned, and hearing about something can also have a real impact on people. Al darav imigifin by Yisrael, as we find the Torah says about Yisrael, mashmu shamu ba, that what did he hear about that made him come to the Yidden in the Midbar? So we see that he heard something and it drove him to come. So hearing can have a very powerful impact. Von deswegen still, bechteis ol nemet azach b'shlemusa. In order for somebody to be able, for Yisrael to be able to really comprehend and understand and get what happened for the Yidden in the Midbar, Hatei Yisrael gedaft kumen uzem, he had to come and see it for himself. even though hearing about it had a very strong impact, that he wanted to go there. But he wanted to go to see it so that he could truly appreciate it. Because he can't compare seeing something to hearing about it. And that's what is outstanding about a truly wise person, that his ability to understand something, which is called Shmia, is so powerful that by understanding something, his seichel is so powerful that it makes him see what's happening. Nishna yedeya adam evin. Not only does he know what's going to happen or understand what's going to come from this, but he actually sees it. He can see that this is going to be the result. That's because he has a very strong seichel, which can lead him to see things that other people only hear about or may understand or may not even understand. This expression of Rabbi Yossi, that he never called his wife, only his home, comes right after another phrase that he said, which is that he was with his wife five times, intimate five times, and through this he established five cedar trees in Israel. In other words, he had five giants of sons. By Loder Friedeke Maimer is Megale, dem Teichna Nukuda from the Maimer Shal Achrav. Because this first expression about the five children comes in order to explain what the next one is. In Zain Seda mit Ishti, his relationship with his wife is by Em Nishgeben Kanshum Andemetzis. His relationship with his wife was based on establishing a family. For Chamisha Rosen, establishing five, that's what they had, five children. Is the far, therefore, since this is what it's all about, so therefore, the first day as he knew her, he already referred to her as his home. Not as his wife, but his home. He already described her in what her purpose is. As we said, that Rabbi Yossi always looked at what is the ultimate purpose of everything that he looked at. And that's what he called it. He called it by that name, what its ultimate purpose is. Nochmer. And it goes even further. Nish nor in the minamedaber befrata bas Yisrael otegezen nor the tachlis. Not only when it came to an important part of creation, like a human being and a Jewish woman. Not only there did he see what its ultimate purpose is, because that has a very important purpose. Nor hatazoy oich gezen oich de minachai. Well, when he looked at an animal, shoyri, his ox, he also saw it in that way. Vazdas is koydel oich de tfuis. The ox included what the ultimate purpose of owning an ox is, which is to have grain from the field. So it's talking not only about the mina chai, not only the animal world, but everything in his world, even the growing things, grain, even the field itself, and so on. Also, when it came to his ox, did he see only what the ultimate purpose is, which is the field, the inyan from Rav to his b'chayyachsher, in order to be able to produce a lot of grain. This grain is going to come through the plowing and the planting and the harvesting and so on. Oich dos hategezen from farois. He also, when he looked at his ox, he saw what is going to be the ultimate purpose of this ox. Noch far the tzitzos from Chrisho's Ria, even before he had it, before he actually started plowing or planting or reaping and so on, right the day that he bought his ox, he already saw the ultimate purpose. Miyomai hatanishgi kontruf and shayri shayri. Never in his life did he ever refer to his ox as his ox. Er hatshen inim shergizend ubemelim giruf and sadai. As soon as he looked at his ox, he already saw what the ultimate purpose was. We're going to plow the field, we're going to plant the field, we're going to reap the field. That's what it's the purpose is. So on day one, he already saw the ultimate goal. So in other words, it wasn't only in the important things in life, like his wife, a person, but also in the more mundane things. He always saw the purpose. Hey, b'chol anal is verstandig the grace of Melech and Kohen Gadol v'sahad b'yom kippurim gedav zayin nosi. Through this we understand what is so important, why it was so essential that on Yom Kippur he should be married. Und dafke inem oifen from beis ishtoi. And that being married is expressed by the word beisei zu ishtei, his home. It wasn't, in other words, the Torah doesn't say he should have his wife. It says it should have beisei. So it was essential to being married on Yom Kippur that it should be in such a way that he recognizes that his wife is beisei. Das mein kanal as the hoben bepeil ishtei is an anoifem von zen dem inye von ishtei. That having his wife is in such a way that he should see his wife not als beisei, only as the mainstay of his home. Und das ist ashlemus hamailovus kum zu euch in emalein. And this is something that it elevated the kohen gadol also, having the wife and recognizing his wife as being beisei, that elevated him as well. That made the kohen gadol a greater person. As our sages tell us, whoever doesn't have a home is not considered a person. In other words, by the Kohen Gadol, this was expressed by recognizing his wife as his home. As Durchen Hob Mabai is the Grechta zu Mailus Odom. In general, the Chazal tell us that when a person has a home, that's when he reaches the level of Odom. This also, the Far is the Torah Medayik zu Zogen the Loshem Beisei. And that's why the Torah calls it Beisei, V'chipe ba'adoy, about Beisei, not his wife. B'chtei tzumad gezayin, as the Kohen Gadol daf stein in the darge von ishtei Beisei. In order to emphasize that the Kohen Gadol has to rise to such a level that when his wife is his home, as Rabbi Yossi saw it. B'teir shuvapet taichtes ois, in the anhog kol yoma from Rabbi Yossi, as the teir shuvapet expresses it in describing what Rabbi Yossi's life was like. We bald as the din as the Kohen Gadol daf yom kippurim zayin nosui is nishtam achiyuv. And since this din that our Kohen Gadol has to on Yom Kippur be married is not just a detail in the laws of Yom Kippur. Nor is trokt in zir the shleimus amayli in Kohen Gadol beisiz u ishtei kanal, but that this defines the level of the Kohen Gadol. This is what elevates him and defines him who he is as a Kohen Gadol on this day. The far is loit svarah shniyah anal sivbeis is das nisha din in der avoyde v'yom kippurim, and therefore, as based on the discussion we had all the way in the beginning, in the question of whether this is something to define the Kohen Gadol or something that defines the avoyde, so it's not something that defines only the avoyde, nor adin together in Kohen Gadol, but that this defines who the Kohen Gadol is, the fact that he has to be married and that he has to recognize his wife as Beisei. In Vosfara Darge Edav Shtein, so it defines what the Kohen Gadol is and who he has to be on this day, on Yom Kippur. And therefore, as he said before, it would pertain to every Avodah of that day, regardless of whether it's a standard Avodah for daily or whether it's specific to Yom Kippur. This is something that defines who the Kohen Gadol needs to be on Yom Kippur. Vav. Ki yedua is da a keshev shaychas tvishn das cholof an a masechte un yisiyum. We know that there's a connection, there's always a connection between the beginning of a masechte and the end of the masechte. Vos tefar is min zich noyeg in a had, and therefore there is a custom that when a person concludes a masechte, so gefinne na teuche meshutte von yisiyum von a masechte mit nas cholof, there's always this there's this drive to find the connection between the end of the Masechta and the beginning of the Masechta. Hazoi euch benidin didan, and the same is true in this Masechta too, which is Masechta Yuma, the Masechta that deals with the laws of Yom Kippur. The inyan from basis the ishtu was gezogen worden in the ersten Mishnah for Yom Masechta Yuma, hatakeshem mit dem siyum for the letzte Mishnah in the Masechta. The beginning of the Masechta, which talks about the fact that the Kohen Gadol and his wife, and that they were separated and so on. defining, saying that the Kohen Gadol, the wife of the Kohen Gadol, is Beisai, as drawn from the Pasuk. So that's the first Mishnah Masechta Yoma, and it has a connection to the end of the last Mishnah Masechta Yoma too. What's the last Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Ashreichem Yisrael, fortunate are you, O Israel, lifnei mi atam etarim, before whom do you cleanse yourself? Mi metar eschem, and who cleanses you? Avichem shebashamayim, your father in heaven, that's who, before whom you cleanse yourself, and that's who brings you purity. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, v'zarakti aleichem mayim tahirim utahartim, and I will sprinkle upon you clean waters, and you will become clean. The Omer in another Pasuk says, Mikve Yisrael Hashem, Hashem is the mikveh of the Jewish people. Ma mikveh metayres atmeim, just like the mikveh brings purity to the impure. Afakadosh Baruch Hu metayres Yisrael, so also Hashem, who is called the mikveh of the Jewish people, brings purity to the Jewish people. So vashtein the kesher, to understand the connection between the beginning of the sechta and the end of the sechta, daf men zich frier opstellen of shailus v'diyukim and divir Rabbi Akiva. First, we have to understand what exactly is Rabbi Akiva saying, and then we'll understand the connection to the beginning. So there's a few questions. L'chayre, vas is Rabbi Akiva machadish? What is Rabbi Akiva saying here? Siz doch al selbst verständliche Sach. It's something which is obvious. As nor the Eibishter is der vas is mitayr, the chatoim von Yidden, that it's only Hashem who was able to bring purity to the Jewish people from their sins, which is pertains to Yom Kippur. As it's expressed in many psukim in the Chumash and in Tanakh, that it's Hashem who brings atonement. Ubefrat, and especially as gleich farda maimah from Rabbi Akiva state in the Mishnah, Dorosh Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Mekol Chatzeichem, Lifnei Hashem Titaru. In the just before what Rabbi Akiva says, it says in the Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that the pasuk says, from Hashem will cleanse you of all your sins, before Hashem will you become clean. So he says, from there we learn, Avedah Shabbat Amakim Yom Kippur Machaper, the sins that exist between a person and Hashem, that Yom Kippur can bring atonement for. Because it says, Lifnei Hashem Titaru, Avedah Shabbat Machaperi, but a sin that exists between one person and another, Ein Yom Kippur Machaper. Yom Kippur cannot bring atonement for that until he will apologize and appease his the person whom he hurt. So from this pasuk, where it says that the cleansing and the atonement of Yom Kippur is lifnei Hashem, in other words, it's from Hashem. Is mevor as a kapara kum from the meibishna. Obviously, that means that Hashem is the one that brings the atonement, and that's why, if he hurt another person, then Hashem, he has to first fix it with that person. Hain vos bechlal gitzu maimer Rabbi Akiva demos meveshim from the divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So, what is Rabbi Akiva coming to add to that which we already know from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that it's Hashem who brings the atonement? So what's Rabbi Akiva saying? That Hashem brings the atonement? That was already understood from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Number two, Nochmer is the Tmiya. The question is even greater. Favostav Rabbi Akiva onko mitzarayas elgosh baruch hu's metayr di idin from apostik and neviim. Why does Rabbi Akiva bring apostik from neviim? Zarakte alecha mayim toirim is a neviim. Why does he bring it from there? From apostik and yecheskel. Un is the mitnish mistapik, and even that apostik isn't enough for him. And it brings a second proof from Yirmiyah, which is Mikvi Yisrael Hashem. Beis does his apostle Mefurish and Chumash. What does he have to bring from Tanakh, from Yecheskel and Yirmiyah, when there's a clear, outright pasuk in Chumash? Vazved gebracht in Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, canal, and it's brought in this very Mishnah. Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem l'tayr etzem l'kol hatzeichem. Because on this day, the pasuk says, he will bring atonement to you, to cleanse you from all of your sins. Before Hashem, you will become clean. So the pasuk in the Chumash says clearly that it's Hashem who brings atonement. So what does he have to reach for Yecheskel and Yirmiyah to find proof that it's Hashem who brings atonement. Mekan is zog as Rabbi Kiva's mechalik mecholik mit Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and halt. We can't say. Perhaps you want to say that Rabbi Kiva argues with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and he is of the opinion as the Eibishter is mitar mechapa oich chataverish ben olam lechaveirei, that Hashem really brings atonement even for those sins that you have between you and another person. Even if he didn't first appease his friend. And that's why he chooses not to bring the pasuk that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah brought to bolster his case, that it's only before Hashem that he brings atonement. But if you have another person, you have to first fix it with them. Rabbi Kiva doesn't want to bring that because he doesn't agree with that. He says that you can get atonement even if you don't appease the other person. So you can't say that. Why? Because the statement of Rabbi Kiva is prefaced by the words Amar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said, and it doesn't say V'Rabbi Kiva Omer. However, Rabbi Kiva says, if it said V'Rabbi Kiva Omer, it would mean that he argues with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who said it before. If he simply says Omer Rabbi Kiva, he's not arguing, he's not commenting on what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said. He's starting a new discussion. So therefore, is moving as Rabbi Kiva is Nishmacholik mit Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. From the fact that it says Omer Rabbi Kiva, it means that he's not arguing with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, nor is Moisev of Zainavete. All he's doing is saying something more, something in addition to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So that can't be the answer. So the question is, why does he bring those psukim? Euch kemen is zogen. Also, we wouldn't be able to answer as Rabbi Kiva is Moisev of Madgish, as euch nogdem via hat meratze gewen as chavere muzmen. Perhaps what Rabbi Kiva is trying to say, and that which Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, that first you have to go and apologize to your friend, and then can you get atonement? So Rabbi Kiva says, you should know, however, that that is not going to be enough, just apologizing to your friend. You also have to straighten it out between you and Hashem, even if it's a ben adam l'chaveri. And that's what he means to say, that it's only Hashem who can bring atonement to the Yidden. And you can't say that that's the reason. As it's explained in many places, because it's a well-known and a well-established fact that even mitzvahs which are between people, in their essence, they are also between you and Hashem. Why don't you do those things which are hurtful to other people? Because Hashem said not to do them. So in the end, you are serving Hashem by being nice to other people. It's Him that you're serving by doing it the right way. Because even those mitzvahs also have to be fulfilled because they're Hashem's mitzvahs, and not just because you want to be a nice person. Is b'meila fashtanik, so therefore it's obvious as euch nordem viat vezmeratzes and chaver, that even after you've already appeased your friend, is this nordem chelik from the mitzvahs v'tzata shaychas mit chaveirei. All you'd accomplish by that is straightening out that part of the mitzvah which is between you and him. Abagdeyazol zayin in ganzen teuer verim, but in order for him to be gain full atonement and cleansing, also in that part of the mitzvah which is the main part of the mitzvah, which is that it's Hashem's command, of course Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would also agree that you have to go before Hashem and gain atonement for those mitzvahs which are no different than you have to gain atonement from Hashem for mitzvahs which are between you and Hashem, because every mitzvah ben olam l'chaveri is also between you and Hashem. So it's obvious that you have to get atonement from Hashem, and Rabbi Kiva wouldn't be saying that as a whole new thing, because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah also agrees with that. That's obvious and everybody knows it. Und das ist schon mutgesch in der Rede von Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and this is already brought out in the words of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Aveda sheben adam l'chaveri, unyam kipur mechaper, What did he say? He said, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that those mitzvahs which are between man and man, Yom Kippur cannot bring atonement until you apologize. So in other words, he also says that it's Yom Kippur that has to bring atonement. But you have to have the preface of first appeasing your friend. But he also says, clearly states that it's Yom Kippur that has to bring atonement. In other words, as nochen ritzui musman eshton kumet to the kapara of Yom Kippurim, that after appeasing your friend, you first have to come to the atonement of Yom Kippur. Vos dosi is dochtor hakadosh baruch hu, which is obviously through Hashem. So that can't be it. Number three, favos daf Rabbi Kiva haben zwei rayas. Why does Rabbi Kiva need two proofs that Hashem is the one that brings atonement? And as he says, va'omer means and another pasuk that brings out the same point. So why does he have to bring two? Vos dosis aloshem vos vayis that the esh rayas nishmaspik. Va'omer usually is used when there is something lacking in the first pasuk. So you say va'omer, there's another pasuk which sort of brings out whatever is missing in the first one. Aloshen hashas may va'omer, as the shas often asks, why does the Mishnah say va'omer? Why does the Mishnah bring a second pasuk? What's wrong with the first pasuk? And therefore has to find the reason why the second pasuk was needed. So the question is, why does Rabbi Kiva need two pasukim? The beer was there, so the explanation is, in the Hasbara from Hascholos HaMesechta, it was discussed about the beginning of the Masechta, as the Maila from Beis Ishti is Nishtat Tnai in the Avodas from Yom Kippurim, that his wife, that he needs a wife, and that she has to be his sort of understood, seen to be his home, is not a detail of how the Avodah of Yom Kippur has to be done, nor a Maila and Shlemus for Kayin Gud Gufa. But as we said, that defines the perfection, the elevated status that the Kohen Gadol has to have in Yom Kippur. And the faratus hashaychas nishblois mit avodas hamiyuchados v'yom kippurim. And therefore, it's not something which is conditional only for those avodas which are specific to Yom Kippur, nor mit al avodas hayom. But it's relevant to all the avodah of that day, even the ones that are standard for all year. Because it's the Kohen Gadol that needs this perfection, and since the Kohen Gadol has to do all the avodah of the day, it's also essential for those avodahs. Pesach in the Rambam, and as we brought out before, that the Rambam seems to say this. Al derech zeh is das in dem inyan vosretzich in siyum ha-masechta. The same idea applies also to the discussion at the end of the masechta. The kapara on tara vos tutzich of b'yom kippurim, the atonement which is accomplished on Yom Kippur. From Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Weisman, nor as Yom Kippur is mechaper. Was das ken zayim mitzadem talk from Yom Kippur kedushas hayom. From the words of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, all we know is that Yom Kippur brings atonement, and that might be because Yom Kippur has a certain holiness to it, a great holiness to it, and the day of Yom Kippur, the holiness of Yom Kippur, brings atonement. If then is Rabbi Kiva Maisiv. So to this comes Rabbi Kiva, and he adds another level. As dosus Yom Kippur is mechaper, is this nishnor mitzadam tok from Yom Kippurim. That the fact that Yom Kippur brings atonement is not only because of the holiness of the day of Yom Kippur, no mitzadam vos demult vet nizgalim mailis yisro, but rather because on Yom Kippur it brings out the importance of the yidden, of a Jew. Just like we said before, that it's not about the holiness of the avodah of Yom Kippur, but it's about the holiness of the Kohen Gadol. So also here, it's not just about the holiness of the day of Yom Kippur, but it's about the holiness of the Yidden, which is especially brought out on Yom Kippur. Ashreichem Yisrael, as Rabbi Kiva says, fortunate are you, O Jews. The kapara b'yom kippurim is tzadem fabun v'siz do zwischen Yidden mit avichem shebashamayim. Rabbi Kiva is saying that the atonement that is accomplished on Yom Kippur comes as a result of the Yidden having a special connection, a special in with Hashem. When Avdem Chiddush brings Rabbi Kiva Araya from Pasuk V'zarachti Aleichem Mayim Tayrim, and it's in order to explain this point that Rabbi Kiva brings this Pasuk of I will sprinkle you with the waters which cleanse. From Velachas is Muchrach, as the Eibishter is Metayr Yidden Unishbi Yom Kippurim, Oich nish b'yom kippurim, from the pasuk that's of vegen des mana geula. He what he brings from that pasuk is that the v'zarati aleichem is not specific to Yom Kippur. That's in fact talking about what will happen when Mashiach comes. So it has nothing to do with Yom Kippur specifically. It just talks about the importance of Hashem bringing cleansing to the Yidden. Nochmer even more. From Pasuk Zarakti is moving as the emesetar begula asida is mitzad ha'mailu from Yidden b'fnei atzmon. From this Pasuk we see that how is it that there is going to be this cleansing that Hashem gives to the Yidden in the time of the Geula is because of who the Yidden are. That even when the Yidden commits a sin, he's still considered the child of Hashem. Not only because of he'll do tshuva, he does avoda, that's why he's special to Hashem, not because of that. As the pasuk itself, right before Vezarakta Aleichem says, Loi lemanchem ani yoseh beis Yisrael, I'm not doing it for your sake, I'm doing it for my sake. Vezarakti, and I will sprinkle you and bring cleansing to you. In other words, it's not because of what the Yidden accomplish, that they do aveda, they do tshuva if they fail. It's not nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that the Yidden are the children of Hashem. So says the Tara is nish mitzad kedushas ayoyim Yom Kippur. So what Rabbi Akiva brings it back to this kapara, which the general discussion of course is about Yom Kippur. So he says it's not only about Yom Kippur, it's not about Kedushas HaMokim, it's not because of the Kohen Gadol standing in the holiest place, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or that Afilim Etzadem Vosidim Shtein in Amatzef and Kedusha, or not even as would be expressed by the Kohen Gadol being the holiest amongst the Jews, which would mean that it has something to do with the holiness of the Yidden, the state that they put themselves in on a level of holiness. It's not because of that either. Nor mitzad ma'ila fun Yidden be'etzem b'chol zman v'chol makim. What it has to do with is that a Yid, in their essence, wherever they may be, whenever it may be, is on a level which Hashem brings atonement and purity. Therefore, even when we look at it, since this is true any day, any time, any place, so even when it's happening on Yom Kippur, which is the holiest day, and it's happening in the Kodesh Kodashim, which is the holiest place, it's not because of that only. Nor be'ikim it's admailus Yisrael. What is really happening is that Hashem wants to give forgiveness to the Yidden. And that's what he says, that it's Hashem who is the mikveh, who is the brings the atonement, brings the purity, purification to the Yidden. Aber von dem pasuk is noch nicht da kein reihe gemura, but from the pasuk of Zarakti Alechem, it's still not enough of a proof. As is mitzad the milus atzvus von Yidden, that it comes from the essential essence of a Yid. That's why Hashem gives us this purification. Because there, in that pasuk, as we said before, it's talking in the time of Mashiach. That, of course, is also a unique time. And one could say that it's, well, Mashiach is here, it's the Geula. Of course, things are different then. Similar to Yom Kippur is a different time. That's also a different time. The Rebbe brings Rabbi Akiva noch a raya from pasuk Mikvei Yisrael Hashem. That's why Rabbi Akiva uses another pasuk. He needs another proof. The proof is from the pasuk Mikvei Yisrael Hashem. Was dort retzach nish wegen azman von es rotzen. That pasuk is not talking in a time which was especially opportune, like Yom Kippur or the time of Geula, and also euch ben Eden seine gewinnen amatze shaloike de boy. That pasuk is talking in a time when the Eden were on a lower state, a lowly state. Und von deswegen sagt der Pasuk Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. And still the Pasuk says that Hashem is the cleansing of the Yidden. Ma Mikveh, just like the Mikveh brings cleansing, Avakash Baruch HaMataras Yisrael. So in other words, that Pasuk, which is talking in the time of Yirmiyah before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, which was a time which was not a good time for the Yidden, and it also was a time when the Yidden were not on a high elevated status. Rather, it was a lowly time, and even then Hashem gives them the purification that they need. And therefore, why is it? Because of the essential connection between the Yidden and Hashem. That's why it brings the second proof. Ches medafa befashtein. But now we have to understand the other way. Al pizeh, based on this, Rabbi Kiva gedab bring in nordem tzveiten pasuk mitvizol Hashem on nishdemeshen. If the second pasuk brings so much more proof, then why didn't he just bring the second one and not bring the first one? Is the beer, and then so the explanation is the chilut zwischen the two psukim is what is the difference between these two psukim? The zarakti is al derech the taref al yedei hazor. The zarakti means to sprinkle, so that brings to mind the kind of purification that comes through sprinkling. What is that to do? One second. On mikvi Yisrael, and the second pasuk mikvi Yisrael zaydei tefila b'mikveh brings to mind dipping in a mikveh. From the unterschieden zwischen hazor und tefila, the difference is some of the differences between sprinkling and toiveling. Hazor is min ha-toir ala tamei. Hazor means the sprinkling of the ashes of the red heifer, the water with the ashes of the red heifer, which is a tamei meis, needed this sprinkling process. So some of the differences are, Hazor is min ha-toir ala tamei. Who sprinkles, has to sprinkle the water? Somebody who is himself toir sprinkles it on somebody who is tamei. Ayidei achar. So in other words, that it is sprinkling is done by somebody else other than you. In other words, you can't sprinkle yourself. And tefillah is like they ask me, tefillah, you do your own tefillah. Nobody does your tefillah for you. Number two, dafka hazor kemetarizayim for tumas meis. It's only hazor which can bring purity even from tumas meis. Going to the mikveh doesn't bring you purity from tumas meis, from having been exposed to a dead body. And the same can be said also in the spiritual equivalent of this. Tara b'mikveh is vasa'id ken oivtam b'koyach atzmai. Tara b'mikveh, going to the mikveh and bringing that purity is something that a person can do on their own. They can accomplish this on their own. Dorol zayin egen avayda, through his own avayda, in other words, b'shas ober, er is an adarge von tamay meis, rachman l'tzlam, but when a yid sinks so low that he's defined as somebody who was compromised by tumah of a mace, the worst kind of tumah that there is. As is ba'em nishtob gilidim ba'atam adveikim Hashem alekeichem. What does mace mean? He's lost his connection, at least on a revealed level, of you are attached, you are connected to Hashem, the living God. So he's called a mace. Ubamele is Nishtoder Chayim, and therefore he's not alive. Chayim kol chamayim. The end of that pasuk, v'atam advekim b'Hashem alekeichem, Chayim kol chamayim. So therefore he has lost his connection, and therefore, at least on the revealed state, therefore he is no longer seen as Chayim. Demol dafer onkum tzav zarakti, then he needs somebody else. In other words, the Eibishter has to sprinkle him, can't pull himself out of that on his own. That has to come from above. The says nishmitzad zayin avoda. In other words, it can't come simply because of the avoda that he does. He's too low for that. He's too far gone for that. No, mitzad zayin atzmi is dika fabun mit neibishn. That can only come from the essential connection that a yid has, because the fabun is alamo gans, and that connection is always there, and that can be brought out. Milmaila can reveal that essential connection, and therefore bring him back into connection. The far b'shas rachman Rabbi Kiva will bring an araya as taras b'nei Yisrael as mitzad zeir atzmis dekemayla. And therefore, when Rabbi Kiva wants to bring a proof that how do the Yidden gain this purity, is because of the essence of who they are. Vasas hecha from the agbolas azman, which is transcends time. It doesn't need a special holy time. And it doesn't depend on their status of holiness like the Kohen Gadol. It's whoever you are, even on a low level. First, he brings the pasuk of Zarakti, which talks about sprinkling, which brings to mind the sprinkling of the ashes of the red heifer on a tamei meis. And as we said, a tamei meis means somebody who has lost his connection to Hashem, and therefore has to be brought out from his very essence. The kind of purification which comes as a result of the essential connection that a yid has with Hashem. But since that pasuk is arakti, although it brings to mind Tumas Meis and so on, but since it's talking in a very special time, the time of the Geula, therefore he also brings the second pasuk, which is talking not in a special time, but dafke in a lowly time, v'sretz nishveg azumam yuchad, that is not describing a special, unique time. And thus is mechiach oich alden pasuk v'zarachti. Thus is b'chol azmanim, and this also proves that the v'zarachti, which talks about the essential connection, is unrelated to a specific time. It could be at any time, like the pasuk mikvi Yisrael, which is at any time. But on the other hand, of course, there's a maila to bring the first pasuk. In fact, that is the most important raya, and that's why it's the first pasuk that he brings. Because it's from that pasuk that we see that it's talking about the essential connection of a yid, as brought out by v'zarakti, which is a reference to sprinkling of the ashes of the red heifer on somebody who's a tamei meis. Tes. Choch t'tara v'skum milmaila, even though it's true that this purification that comes from above, mitzad iskashus atzmis kanal, as we said, because of the essential connection of a yid to Hashem, is be'ike bayazor, is mostly brought out by the sprinkling of the red heifer, v'asim metar v'tumas meis. Somewhat of it can be seen also by an ordinary mikveh. And thus is what Rabbi Akiva is machadish, and that's what Rabbi Akiva is saying. Ma mikveh Yisrael is metaris atmeim, Afakadosh Baruch Hu metaris Yisrael. So also Hashem cleanses the yidden. Oich detare in the oifim von mikveh, that even the kind of purification that comes from a mikveh nemtzich from them. It's not only based on your own aveda, but it's also based on the fact that Hashem has to bring that purification as well. And based on this, we can understand another point in what Rabbi Akiva is saying. He says, "Ma mikveh metayres hatmeim." Just like a mikveh brings purity to the impure, l'chayre, one has to understand what this means. The words "the impure" doesn't need to be here. If you're saying that it brings purity, obviously it brings purity to the impure, the ones who need purity. Satked Ken Steiner could have simply said, "Ma mikveh metaris afakadosh baruch hu metaris Yisrael." Just like a mikveh brings purity, so afakadosh baruch hu brings purity to the yidden. So why does it say atmeim? Now the beer was there. The explanation is, the din by mikveh is, there's an interesting din by mikveh, which is, as tefillah is metayr, oich von amikzas tuma, that mikveh can also bring purity in grades, in steps. There are different grades of tuma, and there are times when a person has a very great level of tuma, let's say tumas meis, which you go to the mikveh, it's not going to purify you from that. But at the same time, he has another kind of tumah, which going to the mikveh will purify. The question becomes, is there any point going to the mikveh if you're a tamei meis anyway, since it's not going to cleanse you from your bigger problem? It'll only cleanse you from the smaller problem. So he says, afil of an amen shahotav zich nocha tumah. Even if a person has another level of tumah, was the tefillah kenish mitar zayin, that this tefillah in the mikveh is not going to bring purity to that part of him, to that depth of the tumah, helftzi obetzu mitar, and the mention alkoponim from the tumah kala, at least it helps to take away the lesser tumah through going to the mikveh. The father is Rabbi Kiva Medayik, Ma Mikveh Metaris HaTmeim. That's why Rabbi Kiva says, just like a mikveh brings purity to the impure, Afakadosh Baruch Hu Metaris Yisrael, so also Hashem brings purity to the Yidden. What is he trying to teach here? That Kishem V'yamikveh is Metair Oich Divas La'achre Atfilu B'Leib Nezei Tomei, just like a mikveh can bring purity even to the person that after going to the mikveh still remains tamei for the big problem that he has. A tara from mikzas tumer only brings purity to a lesser degree for him. To the small problem that he has, it brought purity, but the big problem still remained. That's what he means tameim. He will remain tamei after he goes to the mikveh, but at least somewhat he'll become more cleansed. So also Hashem also brings purity to the Yidden in the same way. That a Yid should never think that if he does tshuva only on some of his averes, the Eibush will not accept that kind of partial tshuva. He's only willing to do tshuva on some of his averes, but he's leaving the other ones aside. Why would Hashem listen to that? So he says, no, he will listen. Nor in dem zelben eifen via mikveh is metaris atmeim. So Rabbi Kiva says, just like a mikveh can bring purity to somebody who will still remain impure in a bigger sense, but at least somewhat he's become more pure. Oich divas bleiben tome oich lachar atfile. Azay is the Eibishter metair eden. So also the Eibishter brings purity, gives purity, even though the Yid will still remain impure because of other Averis that he has. The Hasbara in them is, and the explanation is, that this is true because it's Hashem that is bringing you the purity. Since the Tara B'mikveh, it doesn't come only because of the avodah of the Yid. Nor mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's really bringing the purity is that Hashem grants purity. Mitzad em atzmiz digiz kashuf v'nayid mit neibishten. And that, this is because of the essential connection between the Hashem and the Yid. The far hotas nishkein agbolas. Therefore, there are no limitations. There are no conditions. Es vert nimshach aler leiz manim ematzavim. This purity can be brought out in any situation and in any time. Biz oich tzu azavas oich la'achri atara hotanoch av zich andere tumas, that it can even extend to somebody who, after everything is said and done, he still remains impure with all the other avedas that he has. Oich ba'em is doder HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metaris Yisrael, even that person also, Hashem brings purity to him as well. And this is the amazing thing from the words of Rabbi Kiva. As kum tzegena yid sum eibish num bet. A yid comes before Hashem and he asks, he pleads. Ichob nishken koyach, I don't have the strength, b'meile nishken tzait, and so therefore I don't have the koyach and I don't have the time. Charot ohob eif alu mein aveiris, I don't have time to deal with all of my aveiris. Ichob abar apar frayim lutin, but I do have a few minutes to contemplate and to focus on a few of my averes. Therefore, I'm dealing, I regret, and I confess, and I deal with a few of my averes. The ones that trouble me mostly. Ken er meinen, as the Eibishter nemt nicht on azat shuva. A person might think that the Eibishter would reject such a tshuva. You're only willing to do some of your averes. Zokt Rabbi Kiva Nein, so Rabbi Kiva says, no, Ashreichem Yisrael. Fortunate are you, O Yidden, while veil is aich, veil is tzidin, as when the Eibishter zet a Yid, fortunate is a Yid, that when the Eibishter sees a Yid, hotzich tzeem a kergeton, he sees that a Yid turned to him, made a gesture, made a move. Be'eze inyan shehu, in the smallest way, in some way, is a gleich mechaper, he immediately bestows atonement on that yid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metaharis Yisrael, he immediately gives him purity, purification. The Noch is the Eibishter in Messiah, and then after bringing in that purity, the Eibishter helps him as his mitzvah gereres mitzvah, that the mitzvah of doing tshuva on this Aveda should bring tshuva for another Aveda, as all potaberim from all his Aveiras, to finally get rid of all his Aveiras, bizavet in Azad Dagaf and Baltshuva, v'sadikim gemurim enim yichal chayla lamet sham, till he reaches a level of a Baltshuva that even a great tzaddik is unable to match his level.